KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 57 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today. A high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. On the heels of votes last week by the Griswold and Lenox School District Boards of Education to continue discussions with regard to superintendent sharing, a community meeting will be held Wednesday evening in Griswold for patrons of the district to hear more about the proposal to share the services of Lenox Superintendent Dave Hendricks. The community meeting takes place at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday in the Griswold Middle School High School Library. Afterward, the Griswold School Board will convene to make a decision on further pursuing the sharing possibility. Well, the annual nationwide Stamp Out Hunger food drive, sponsored by the National Association of Letter Carriers, is being held this weekend. The event will be held in more than 10,000 cities and towns in all 50 states, U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia. In its 23 years, the Stamp Out Hunger food drive has collected more than 1.4 billion pounds of food. Last year's national drive collected approximately 71 million pounds. Katrina James, officer in charge of the post office here in Atlantic, says their local goal this year is to collect more than 2,000 pounds of non-perishable food items, and new this year, non-food items such as diapers, toothpaste, and so on. James says all donations go directly to our neighbors in need and help to build a hunger-free community. Letter carriers, some of their family members, and volunteers will be out from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, May the 14th, collecting donations, which can be left near the mailbox, on the porch or curb, depending on the weather conditions.
We will have a drop box here at the post office as well. And we're also looking for volunteers to walk around with the carriers to help pick it all up.
Trina says you can set donated items in a plastic bag or whatever will make them easy to carry and safe from the elements. But if you don't have a bag, don't worry. One will be coming your way this week.
The carriers will be sending out plastic bags this week. There's going to be postcards and Hy-Vee-sponsored bags advertising the food drive. And it'll be for Saturday, so people can have bags ready in there for them so they don't have to use their own.
The drop box, by the way, will be available this Friday in the lobby at the Atlantic Post Office. If you have any questions, contact your local letter carrier or the Atlantic Post Office. Sheriff's officials in Union County say one person suffered possible unknown injuries during an accident that took place last Thursday morning in Afton. 53-year-old Carol Ann Kane of Lorimore was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston after her car was hit by a pickup that was driven by 17-year-old Jacob Walter of Afton. The accident happened at the uncontrolled intersection of Grant and Polk Streets in Afton at around 11:20 a.m. Thursday. Following an investigation, Walter was cited for failure to yield. Damage amounted to $6,000. The Glenwood Police Department is reporting two recent arrests. On Monday, 21-year-old Derek Zook of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And on Sunday, 55-year-old Danny Carden of Homer, Louisiana, was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Mills County Sheriff's Office Monday said two people were arrested over the weekend. On Saturday, 56-year-old Werner J. Moore of Emerson was arrested for domestic abuse assault and obstruction of emergency communications. His bond was set at $1,300. And on Sunday, 41-year-old Justin David Rhea of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI second offense and driving under suspension. His bond was set at $2,300. Three accidents were reported in Mills County as well, with injuries resulting from one of the accidents. Officials say at around 1:50 p.m. Friday, vehicles driven by Jonathan Cochran of Bellevue, Nebraska, and Logan Allen of Glenwood collided in the 5600 block of 221st Street. As a 2015 Dodge driven by Allen was traveling north and making a left turn into a driveway. A 2013 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by Cochran was traveling south and saw the Dodge turning. Cochran applied his brakes, causing the cycle to skid. The cycle fell onto its side and collided with the Dodge in the southbound lane. The motorcycle hit a trailer being pulled by the Dodge that was loaded with horses. Cochran was transported by Glenwood Rescue to the hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment. Elsewhere in the news, three Democrats seeking their party's nomination for Iowa's 3rd District congressional seat agreed on each issue raised last night in a forum hosted by the Iowa Asian and Latino Coalition. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
It was when the candidates told stories about their backgrounds and how they would campaign against Republican Congressman David Young that differences emerged. Desmond Adams of Clive is a high school dropout who wound up earning a teaching degree and a law degree. He touted his ability to build coalitions.
To be able to reach across aisles, but not only aisles politically, but aisles both ethnic, racial, cultural, economic, business, workers. It's going to require that for us to win this seat back.
Mike Sherzan of West Des Moines sold his successful Iowa business to his employees last fall.
That doesn't mean I'm a better person here. That just means I know how to get things organized. I know how to work with people, and that will make me a better legislator and ultimately a better person to organize the defeat of David Young.
Jim Maurer touted his experience running unsuccessfully against Republican Congressman Steve King in 2014. Maurer told the crowd he understands how to govern after working in the Pentagon, and Maurer closed the forum by suggesting his two rivals were ill-equipped to run against Young.
I don't think it's a retirement job. I don't think it's a job for someone who has no experience governing. It's not going to be easy. This is one of the closest districts and races in the country.
The 3rd Congressional District covers 16 counties in the southwestern quadrant of the state. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa Governor Terry Branstad says Donald Trump should consider U.S. Senator Joni Ernst as his vice presidential running mate for the upcoming general election. Branstad told reporters Monday the senator from Iowa would be a great asset to Trump, the Republicans' presumptive nominee for president. The governor says Ernst's military record and political background make her an ideal choice for the job. Branstad made the comments after Senator John McCain of Arizona voiced support recently for Ernst as a possible VP pick. Branstad said he's not discussed the subject with Ernst, who is serving her first term in the Senate. He says he intends to try to meet directly with Trump before the party's national convention in July to formally make the case for Ernst. Governor Branstad says the Republican Party must come together and support Donald Trump's candidacy for president. The Republican governor said Monday that GOP leaders need to accept that Trump will be the party's nominee for president and work to defeat Hillary Clinton, the likely Democratic nominee. He said there's some time to mend internal division within the party over whether to support Trump. Branstad called himself a team player in backing Trump, though he's admitted he was skeptical when the candidate campaigned ahead of Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses. He credited Trump for being an unconventional candidate who appeals to voters. Branstad said he doesn't agree with everything Trump has said in the past, but he didn't elaborate. Dry weather last week allowed Iowa farmers to surge ahead of their normal planting schedule with 80% of the corn crop now planted. The USDA says it's 8 days ahead of the five-year average of just 56% planted by the first week in May. The crop was planted early enough that 28% has already emerged from the ground, about 5 days ahead of the Iowa average. Location makes a difference, however, with western Iowa lagging behind because it's been wetter than the rest of the state, and that continues to be the case this week. Nebraska farmers are 53% planted, a little behind their average of 59%. Corn farmers are also ahead of schedule in Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Missouri. Soybeans are also in the ground earlier in those states. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.